Brian Finn is here with all the business news. Morning, Brian.
Audrey, thank you. Good morning. Members of the accountancy bodies, Chartered Accountants Ireland and CPA Ireland, are to vote on a proposal to amalgamate the two organisations. Between them, they have 37,000 members. If passed, it would result in the establishment of the biggest professional body on the island of Ireland. Sinead Donovan, President of Chartered Accountants Ireland, is here. And there's been a move in the direction of merging accountancy bodies internationally. Sinead, I think Australia are going through a similar process at the moment. So what's the rationale for this proposed amalgamation?
Yeah, morning, Brian. The rationale is really that when you look at our two organisations, we're incredibly similar. We're very similar. We're both regulated by IASA, our state regulator. We both have delegated authority from Central Bank of Ireland for investment business, and we both service the same body of public. So our public interest is the same. So we're also the only two Irish-based accountancy bodies in Ireland. So it makes sense to come together. It makes sense to create the synergies and to be a stronger voice for our members and a stronger voice for the public interest of the profession.
And what are the potential benefits for our members? Why should they vote for this?
Yeah, I mean, there's the fact that, as you said, we'll become the largest professional body in Ireland, which will give us a stronger voice to advocate for members. But I mean, the other benefit is there will be dual designation for members. So at the moment, Chartered Accountants Ireland are designated as ACAs, but they will also be able to be designated as CPAs. And CPAs is a very globally recognised qualification or designation, especially in America. So I think it will open up a huge amount of global passports for our members.
This is not the first time the two organisations have attempted to amalgamate. There have been past attempts, is that correct?
There has, and what we'll be doing over the next three to four weeks is going out and engaging with our members and explaining why we feel it's now the right time. And it's predicated around what I've said before. It's we are now so similar as two organisations. We have striking crossovers, and we think it's the right time now to come together to become the stronger voice and the bigger body for our members.
And from what you've garnered so far in terms of opinion, is there an appetite for this among the members of both organisations?
Yeah, we've done focus groups with the members, and I think what we are seeing is that our members acknowledge that it's a once in a generation opportunity to drive the profession forward in Ireland and to drive it in a direction where we become the largest business voice for our members. So we do feel that there is the strong rationale and the appetite to do it.
So February 21st is the vote. Just in terms of the logistics, is this a 50% plus one vote to have it passed?
For the vote in principle for Chartered Accountants Ireland on the 21st of February, yes it is. There will be online voting for 3 weeks prior to that special general meeting, and then there'll be the final special general meeting, and then ultimately, if they vote in principle, we will go to a vote for bylaw changes, and then ultimately into the High Court for approval for the amalgamation.
So if it's passed, how long would the process take?
It could take, once you get into High Court approval, we're aiming for an amalgamation date of the 1st of September, with the three steps of the vote in principle, the bylaw changes, and then the High Court approval.
Sinead Donovan, President of Chartered Accountants Ireland, thank you very much indeed.